In the middle of every humanitarian crisis, there are always human faces. And these are the children, women and men stuck in a deadly standoff on the Poland-Belarus border. Thousands are now in makeshift camps along the razor wire. Humanitarian groups say they're lacking food and medicine. Social media footage from recent days shows several hundred refugees and migrants escorted by Belarusian security heading towards Poland. The large numbers have escalated a crisis that's been boiling for many weeks. Many, if they can get into the EU, don't want to stay in Poland where they know they're not welcome.
No go to Poland. We are going to Germany. Germany is life. No Poland.
For months, thousands have been entering the bloc through Belarus, at first via Lithuania and Latvia, now mainly through Poland. The EU accuses Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko of orchestrating waves of migrants and refugees in retaliation for sanctions imposed on his government for violent crackdowns on the opposition. On Monday, Poland said it had withstood attempts by migrants to force their way across the border. Authorities have accused Belarus of trying to spark a major confrontation and immobilizing soldiers and closed a border crossing. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki has been visiting troops.
Who would think 2-3 months ago that we would be dealing with actions that are characterized by the use of human shields? Lukashenko's regime uses civilians as weapons in a hybrid war. What we can see today are new methods, and you are a bastion against them.
But Poland's authorities have been accused of illegal behaviour too, forcibly transporting people they've caught back across the border rather than offering humanitarian assistance and the chance to apply for protection. There's been little coordinated action from the EU. Germany is urging member states to do more. Russia, a close ally and advisor to Belarus, says the crisis is a result of the West's policies in the Middle East and urges it to help Belarus.
The root of the problem is the policy carried out by Western countries, including NATO and EU member states, regarding the Middle East and North Africa over years, as they were trying to impose a Western-style better life.
Several people along the border have already died from exposure. There could be many more to come. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera.
Well, Dominic Kane is following the story from Berlin. Dominic, what have the EU Commission had to say about this?
Lots of words coming from the European Union, from several different officials, not the least of them from the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. She says that what's happening on that border that we're hearing Rory report about there, basically the instrumentalisation of refugees, says President von der Leyen. In other words, that she is accusing the Belarusian government of using these refugees, these migrants, as an instrument of foreign policy. President von der Leyen wants to have much more sanctions imposed in Belarus, and that's a view that other politicians in other parts of the EU seem to be endorsing too. We know that here the German government, the Interior Minister, has effectively endorsed the Polish government's approach vis-à-vis the safety, the security of the border with Belarus, the idea of a militarization of that zone, of a fence being put there. We know also that the Lithuanian government has said that it is putting everything in place in order to have and to enact a state of emergency along its border with Belarus. Remember that Lithuania and Poland have the longest borders with Belarus. Those are the frontiers which are now the front line of this hybrid war that we were hearing the Polish government representative refer to there. So from the European perspective, from the EU perspective at least, you have solidarity being expressed in Brussels and in other member states for what the Polish government is doing. The other thing to bear in mind is that the other member states, well, they are aware of the fact that many of these migrants and refugees seek to go through Poland to Germany, for example. We know that in the course of the last 5 weeks or so, on average, more than 1,000 people have managed to get from Belarus through Poland into Germany. Now, there's no suggestion that these numbers have any kind of relation to the numbers who came to Germany in 2015 at the height of the refugee crisis involving Syrian refugees. but certainly the images of these people on that Belarusian border with Poland have stirred people's memories, and they are the subject of political debate right now.
OK, Dominic Kane there, live for us there in Berlin. Thank you, Dominic.